No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Austin, get ready for first serve. On January 7th, 2026, Love Austin Volleyball kicks off its second season at the HEB Center. Watch league MVP Madison Skinner, Asia O'Neill, Logan Eggleston, and more as the reigning champs seek to retain their crown. Power hits, wild rallies, and a hometown crowd that shows up loud. This is a new Austin night out. Tickets available now. Visit lovbatx.com/iHeart.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for this week's matchups episode as we look forward to the Patriots game, talking about the defense in this episode. I'll be doing so with my friend and co-host, Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back on for another matchup show this week, going against a top AFC contender at home on Sunday night, and looking to continue to solidify our playoff push and keep pace with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, big game, obviously. If things go right for the Ravens here, the matchup show next week might be pretty interesting because it might be a rest game for the Ravens in terms of what's going on. It'll be interesting how we portray that. But why don't you start us off on the defense? What's the biggest matchup?
Yep. Let's just start off with the head of it. I have the Ravens' Zach Orr versus the Patriots' Josh McDaniel. We have had a lot of stints going against McDaniels all the way back until early years with Tom Brady. And overall, I think we've done a good job of being able to contain his offense to the point where we can stay in the game. Notably trying to keep them taking the long way, no intermediate to deep pass really giving up versus the Patriots, more so making them go short to the tight ends or the running backs, making them dink and dunk and work their way down the field. I think that suits what this Ravens defense does currently. They're forcing the defense to make the short throws, and if they want to go intermediate and deep, they have to scheme something up or throw into a tight window. So I expect the Ravens to continue that kind of success against McDaniels and be able to stay afloat and give the opportunity for the offense to score some points.
So McDaniels has been around in the league now for quite some time. He's now 49 years old, which kind of took me by surprise a little bit in terms of how time has passed. Because I remember he was, a 32 or 34-year-old head coaching candidate. It does not seem like that long ago when he's actually got his chance, I guess, a few years ago with the Raiders, right?
Then he had the first opportunity, I think it was with Denver.
You're right. That was the first one. Okay.
Yep.
So, a guy who certainly had the golden boy rep, and I think that period has passed. Now he's just an offensive coordinator in the league who's fairly well-respected and whatnot, and up against and potentially up-and-coming defensive coordinator whose fate in this league hasn't really been decided yet. I know there are people who, Ravens fans, who have already decided on whether Zach Orr is the guy or not, but I think that he's still got a very much a potential future ahead of him. This game is one of the calling cards for that. In terms of forcing the Patriots to play the short game. I think that's it's generally a winning strategy. It plays into some of the other points both of us have coming up, I know, so I don't want to give away too much. But I think the Ravens, you know, do a very good job, particularly playing downhill football, playing from zone to start with. And of course, most teams in the NFL play zone most of the time, or some form of it, and man only typically when you have a third down where you need to prevent a medium or short play to get a first down. So yeah, I'm expecting to see more of similar things, and they'll have to find ways to disrupt May from being very effective in that short game. They certainly have running backs and tight ends who May has been very effective with, not to mention solid wide receiver options as well that start with Stephon Diggs.
Yep, and I think this is Orr's first time going against McDaniel. He's gone against some other great offensive minds, Sean McVay, Josh McDaniel, and he's been able to contain those offenses, especially McVay this year, to, what was it, 17 points?
Yep.
And LA just scored almost 40 last night. So I think he's been able to get up for these good coordinators, have a good scheme and a good plan. I really expect to see a lot of blitz pressure showing Drake May one picture pre-snap or pre-snap and then moving back to a different picture post-snap. I really see mind games coming in this week with Orr. If we do win and then we're able to rest next week, then it gives us another week to prepare for Pittsburgh. But nonetheless, this week I expect us to really come out with a statement. No one really expects, well, Vegas probably does expect the Ravens to win, but I think people that are watching the league closely, they don't really expect the Ravens to match up with the Patriots record-wise, but go ahead.
Gambling markets are very efficient. So, you know, the money line is not count of idiots weighted, it's dollar weighted. Okay, so it doesn't matter what the general population are. The sharps are generally correct. And they're very good at it. And I think it's fair to say the Ravens ought to be favorites in this game.
That's fair. And I really do believe that. I don't think the Ravens shouldn't be favorites, but I think they should go in with the mindset that they are the underdogs because that's what serves us best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always good for that. That could be a really winning strategy for the Ravens in the playoffs this year, going in without the millstone of expectations they've had in the past,
exactly.
If they're able to make it.
That's how we're going to be able to build on this type of mindset. So going into the playoffs, just continue to ride that wave and potentially get hot.
All right, let me move on. I'm having the Ravens four-man pass rush versus the Patriots offensive line. You know, a few weeks ago, this might have been a mismatch before Will Campbell got hurt. They're now quite banged up, and they have some problems on the left side of the offensive line in particular. The left tackle is Vedirian Lowe, who's played 4 years in the league and less than 1,000 snaps, still career. Big gangly guy. He's about 6'6 and has very long arms. This is an opportunity, I think, for Mike Green to test him in terms of bendiness and the relative size. Mike Green is a guy who can potentially draw holding calls on these kind of elbow in the neck deals if he can get inside on low. I don't think he's a great puncher or anything. He's just he's a guy who will allow that to happen. They have a left guard. They have Jared Wilson, who's the third round pick out of Georgia, number 95 overall, 95, 96. It was in that range. He's on the runway at a good point for his rookie year. And 3 years from now, he's going to be one hell of a player, I believe. Right now, he can be beat. And he's one of the guys who, along with center Garrett Bradbury, are going to have to try and handle Travis Jones in this game. And Travis Jones will play some at the three and some at the one, so don't get me wrong. But on most passing downs, he'll be back at that one tech spot where he's the heart and soul of the Ravens pass rush. And Bradbury and Wilson will have a lot of double teams against him. When that happens, those are two very short arm guys, and Travis Jones is an absolute monster. He can create all kinds of trouble in terms of pick plays, in terms of the things they do. But most of all, I expect him to draw the doubles from those two linemen that don't allow them to do other things as pass blockers. So that's very important. Onwenu and Morgan Moses are pretty good on the right side. Onwenu's been in the league now a long time, has played guard, tackle for the Patriots. Incredible draft value at number 182, where they got him, all those years ago. But one of the Michigan three that year, Ben Bredesen, Onwenu, and Cesar Ruiz, and Onwenu ended up being by far the best pro of those three. So I still have a lot of respect for him. And I think those are the two guys. I think it's Mike Green and Travis Jones that are the biggest two factors in terms of how they play against that left tackle to center group and take advantage of them.
Yep, definitely agree on exploiting the left side, but I wouldn't leave it to Draymond Jones to cause issues for Morgan Moses. I mean, he's very heavy-handed. And then also Tavius Robinson, who's came out on fire first game back with what, the sack and then the hurry that caused the interception. So really big game for Tavius. And I think with the pass rush, again, I know I'm emphasizing the addition of Tavius again, but being able to have him in the lineup, you can have that four-man pass rush and be able to do the stunts and the games you want to do up front without having to just go straight, pin your ears back, get to the quarterback. You can do a lot of that because we have two heavy-handed guys in Draymond and Robinson on the outside now, and then we have a finesse pass rusher with
Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's changing the game, Mood.com. They created an entirely line of functional gummies, 100% federally legal THC blends discreetly delivered right to your doorstep. And here's the best part. You can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code Ravens. Now, I've tried a bunch of their gummies myself. Each one's totally unique. The Sleepy Time gummies knock me out right away. They help me unwind fast, leave me refreshed the next morning. The Epic Euphoria gummies, they're perfect for when your day just isn't going the way you want it to go. What makes Mood special is how they pair the THC with natural herbs and adaptogens. You won't find blends like this at any local shop. They've got gummies designed for focus, relaxation, clarity, even energy, all made from cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no shortcuts, just high-quality weed you can trust. Plus, Mood backs everything with a 100-day satisfaction guarantee. So head on over to Mood.com, check out their amazing selection, and don't forget to use the promo code Ravens at checkout to save 20% off your first order.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Green. So, yeah. So we're able to throw multiple balls at the offensive line and see what falls.
What a great return from Robinson and Washington. I mean, yes. It's an unbelievable pair of defenders to get back in December for the stretch run here. And nothing but positive returns in that first game. And hopefully we see more.
Unfortunate about Buchanan. I could lead it way into my second point, going into the inside linebackers versus the Drake May, the quarterback of the Patriots. Like I just touched on, Ted Buchanan is out for the season, which is very unfortunate. He's been a star at linebacker next to Roquan, someone who essentially saved the season when Simpson was really trying to find his footing at linebacker. So I think this week. It is crucial for Roquan to continue to lead the way that he has this year and continue to have a strong performance if we want to force Drake May to check the ball down, take away his first reads on the inside seams to the tight ends and on those digs coming in from the outside. This is where Trenton Simpson needs to show growth quick. He had a decent game plugging in for Teddy Buchanan when he was out. Notice why we had a shutout, so we didn't have that much drop off in production. So good for him. I think I want to continue to see that improvement for him. I want to see more dissection of the play, continuing to trust instinct, make the move like Teddy has, and not really do a bunch of that tap dancing he does, waiting for the play to develop and then make his move. I think if you're going to make a move, be decisive. If it's wrong, go wrong 100 miles an hour. So I think being able to force Drake May to hold the ball down when he's targeting the middle of the field can get the pass rush the time they need to get there as well.
Simpson having a decent year in coverage so far with 5.5 yards per target. You know, it's something that the Ravens don't seem to have completely bought into right now. And they're getting him off early for the dime package than they normally have, earlier than they normally have. So, for instance, last week against the Bengals, 2nd and 7, 2nd and 8, they were taking off the Will linebacker and moving Hamilton to that spot. And bringing in Ardarius Washington. I think we'll see more of that. I don't think they're committed to Simpson, the coverage player, but they need him on 1st and 2nd down. And that's something I want to get into in mine as well. So I'm just going to skip to mine because I think it's going to overlap so much that we're going to be hitting on a lot of the same things. Mine is the Ravens inside linebackers versus the Pats running backs, right? Most of the coverage responsibility that Simpson will have will be downhill stuff and hopefully very effective mirroring of Henderson and Stevenson as receivers. And those guys are they're big play guys, run or pass. They have their flaws, but they are big players, run or pass. But there'll be an extra onus on the Ravens, on Roquan and Simpson, to fill quickly and effectively in the run game as well. I think the Ravens will go with 4 nose tackles plus Urban again this week on the defensive line. So very effective run team. I think they're going to not do what they did against Cincinnati and play a lot of nickel versus 12. I think we'll see base versus 12 a fair amount, particularly on early downs. And in doing so, you're saying, I need my linebackers to then make big plays. You also need Hamilton to have a huge game, but you need your linebackers to make big plays. And that has to include Simpson. It has to include Roquan being the kind of fill player he's been the last couple weeks. He's had 15 defensive wins in the last two games out of, I want to say, 24 tackles. I believe it's 10 and 14. Wow. So outrageous success rate for an inside linebacker the last 2 weeks and definitely earning his money in this. But they need to limit big plays, obviously, from those two. You look at Stevenson, he's a fumbler. I want to see him attacked with second man strips. One of the nice things that Buchanan did was set up some of those plays where he was the tackler on two of the fumbles that were caused, maybe it was 4 or 5 weeks ago in that range, that he allowed. One of them was Alohi Gilman, and the other one might have been Humphrey came in for the strips. Anyway, Henderson being the big play threat, a lot of speed. The Ravens need to stretch the line of scrimmage and make sure he doesn't beat them to the outside, among other things. Obviously, he can hit a hole too, but I don't want to see him beating the Ravens to the outside.
Definitely agree. I think Roquan definitely has to continue playing that cat and mouse game with the running back, and then Simpson coming up and cleaning up what he can't get done. So I think having that 1-2 punch, continuing to have success and not having too much of a drop off between Buchanan and Simpson is definitely crucial. Do you think that the Ravens can make their run game obsolete and force them to throw the ball?
They certainly did have done that to several opponents this year. They've also not done it in a few times, but the games that they've had where they've been good recently, they've been really good with long runs for the game that are not very long. The Bengals didn't have a run over 10 yards. I want to say one other team didn't have a run over 9, and I'm forgetting who it was, though. And they've given up a few big plays, but really not very many in the run game this year. That's been very stout about Orr's defense at the heart of it. and that's created some good opportunities. So hopefully they've done a marvelous job of adapting to the personnel they have on the defensive line. I mean, the ability to switch to this, you know, four nose tackles, or before it was three nose tackles, and they were huge. And that was really stretching out opposing running games. Now they said, okay, we're not going to worry about the pass rush. We can't find an easy way to manufacture it on early downs. So we're going to stop the run game. We're going to do the best we can against the pass. And they've done pretty well. It hasn't been perfect, but they're in a better position than they were before with the limited resources they had. And now I think with the return of Tavius and Ardarius, they're in a much better position to play more generalized defense that includes better pass defense.
Yep, and kudos to CJ Okoye and Jenkins. I think they were playing very well, especially Okoye, who hasn't had that much NFL action. He's been able to be serviceable, at least, and yeah. he's done well. Waiting for him to get some stats, but still, he's doing good.
He's ahead of the curve. Jenkins, I got to shout him out for the great play he had this last 100%. Week. Because fourth and one, he drove his man into the backfield. Roquan jumped right into that hole and stopped Samaje Perine, I believe it was, Perine, for no gain on a fourth and one. That was the Bengals' last gasp in avoiding the shutout. So he's had sneakily had a very good year, and I hope the Ravens will consider re-signing him. Age is a consideration. I wasn't all that high on the signing originally. I didn't even think he was a sure thing to make the team, but it's worked out. And I think the Ravens now need to consider, is he a guy they want to bring back?
Yeah, the only thing to think about is imagine if Matt Ibike didn't get hurt, how this line would have looked with Jenkins.
Yeah. All right. Frazier, always does great doing the show with you. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right. Thanks to all our loyal listeners. Really appreciate you. I know I speak for Frazier in this regard. We're winding down to the end of a fairly long season that's had its ups and downs, but we really enjoyed doing this show for you. And we want to hear your questions. If you have questions for any of the film study shows, if you have matchups, offense, defense, or Know Your Foe, or Friday Morning GM, any of those shows, use hashtag Film Study Mailbag if you have a specific show you'd like it to be included. Better to at the co-host if you can do that. So, or say it's for the offensive defense show, if you know, when one of the rotating co-host shows. But anyway, really appreciate that. And we're also looking to expand the format of 1 to 3 minute video explanations for things. I hope you'll take a look at those when you get a chance. For Frazier Tapar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye, and we'll talk to you next time on Matchups.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.